all tied up. A long time ago, at Albertson's Elementary School, there were two awful fourth graders named Sally.
Sup?
And Patrick.
Yo.
Sally and Patrick thought it was fun to be mean to little kids. One day at school, Sally and Patrick got a plan.
Dude, these kindergartners are so annoying.
Yeah, let's take their lunches and put it behind a stinky dumpster.
Yeah, give me that.
Hey, that's my lunch, not my Capri Sun. Wah!
Be quiet, crybaby.
Ha 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 ha.
A teacher on duty saw what they were doing and warned them.
Hey, you two, what do you think you're doing? If I see you doing anything like that again, you're going straight to the principal's office.
Okay.
The next day on the playground, as they watched the kindergartners swing happily on the swings, Sally and Patrick got another evil plan.
I know! Let's tie their shoes together!
Haha, yeah.
As the children swung, as Sally and Patrick snuck from behind and tied their shoes together.
Whee! Woohoo!
When the bell rang, the kids hopped off the swings but couldn't walk and fell down.
That's it, I warned you. We are going to the principal.
The teacher took the kids to the office and told the principal what happened.
What were you two thinking? Why can't you be nice? That is a week of lunch detention for you two.
The next day on the bus, Sally and Patrick were at it again.
Hey, let's throw their backpacks out the window.
Yeah, great idea. Give it.
Oh, not my backpack. Give it back. My house key.
When Sally and Patrick got off the bus, someone was waiting for them. She was tall and dressed like the Statue of Liberty. One side of her body was white. One side was black. She had two wings, one like an angel, and one red with sharp spikes.
Who are you?
I am Garcia, the goddess of justice, and you are in trouble. You have been awful to the poor kindergartners, and it is time for you to learn your lesson.
What? What do you mean?
She waved her arm, and the laces of Patrick and Sally's shoes began to move like snakes until they were tied to the shoes of the other.
Hey, we're stuck.
I demand justice!
You've got it.
From that day on, every day they went out to recess, the laces of Patrick and Sally's shoes tied themselves to each other. And they could no longer play, run, or be mean to any of the other kids. The little kids came up and saw them tied together.
Hey guys, look at this. This lunch looks good. I'll take that.
What? Hey, no, my lunch, not my Cheetos. Aw, man.